A new year means new beginnings. For the GED test, it means changes to the exam for the first time since 2002. Janice Hanlon, Arkansas GED administrator, says the exam is changing in light of Common Core standards being implemented in schools. She says over time, it will be a good change and the test will better reflect what people really need in order to succeed. The changes took effect this month, and one of the biggest differences is the test is now completely computerized. Instead of 5 parts, the test now has 4. Hanlon says the reading and writing sections have been combined into one area called Reasoning Through Language Arts. There are also different types of questions on the exam, which previously mostly consisted of multiple choice.
On the new test, there will be different types of computer skills that will be needed. There will be drop-down boxes. There will be extended response where a person will need to be able to type in an answer, you know, of several paragraphs to analyze maybe a document or whatever and write to that or write to some particular topic. So they will need some keyboarding skills, although they say that even if you hunt and peck, you should be able to finish that. There will be fill-in-the-blank questions. There will be hot spot questions where a person clicks on a spot on a chart, for instance. They might be, interpreting a chart, interpreting a political cartoon, that kind of thing. Multiple choice questions there will still be, and there will also be short answer questions.
The first GED test was created in 1942, and it's updated every 10 to 15 years. According to the GED Testing Service website, the exam takes a little more than 7 hours to complete, and it's administered year-round at testing centers worldwide. According to the website, people with a high school credential earn $568,000 more in a lifetime than people without a high school credential. The Arkansas GED testing program serves Arkansans 16 years or older who are not enrolled in or have not graduated from high school and who meet other state requirements regarding residency and testing eligibility. Hanlon says the new test has 2 designations for those who pass. There's the high school credential level and then the career college ready or honors level. The distinction is made based on a student's score. Hanlon says the new test has required much preparation, including equipping testing centers with computers.
So that's required a lot of work and in some cases a lot of purchases of computers and setting that up in the proper format. We've done lots of training with teachers through our Adult Learning Resource Center. Our teachers have come in and received training on the new test and on the Common Core curriculum. We've had to change some state law, those kinds of issues that, you know, are kind of behind-the-scenes issues. So we've had a tremendous amount of preparation to do to get ready for the new test. And there are still some unanswered questions and the processes that we're trying to analyze and figure out how exactly we're going to implement those. So it will be a learning process for all of us, not only here in the state office, but out in the field as well. But we have very, very good adult education centers and we have lots of support, so we're really excited about it.
A law that had to be changed, Hanlon explains, is one that prevented them from charging more than $10 for the test. Previously, Arkansans did not have to pay to take the GED. Now, because the computerized version will cost more than the pencil and paper version, Hanlon expects people will be charged $16 to take the test, and the state will cover the rest. The test costs $120 from the national office, but Hanlon says $40 go back to the testing center as a channel compensation, so the test actually costs $80. Hanlon says it's a great return on investment because, on average, people with a high school diploma or a GED make $8,000 more a year than someone without those credentials. Higher salaries can mean more tax money for the state with minimal investment. Another change to the exam is the way it's graded. For about 10 years, Hanlon says because it was more cost-effective, tests were sent to the University of Texas Scoring Center in Austin. She says her office then uploaded those scores and printed diplomas and transcripts. Now a computer will be able to grade the test that day. The computers are even programmed to grade the extended response questions.
To me, it's magic, but they call it artificial intelligence. And the way that I understand it is that they will have a topic that that person is supposed to write on, and they gather information about that topic and determine if they have addressed that topic, and it's all done through computer and through that artificial intelligence. So certain phrases, if they're used, and but to me, it's quite complicated, but I think it will be good in that the student will be able to get an almost instant score.
Arkansas GED Administrator Janice Hanlon says between 7 and 9,000 Arkansans take the GED each year. The state averages an 84 to 86% pass rate. Hanlon says she's very proud of the fact that Arkansas is usually ranked in the top 10 in the country when it comes to the GED pass rate. One of the reasons success is so high is Arkansans are required to take and pass an official GED practice test through an approved adult education center or GED testing center before taking the actual exam. The Arkansas Department of Career Education has a list of 50 adult education programs located throughout the state. Hanlon says they've known for 2 or 3 years the changes were coming, and one of the things they did to prepare was teach adult education instructors about the changes prior to the official switch. Connie Cox, a GED instructor at Northwest Arkansas Community College, attended a national training session last April. She was one of three from Arkansas who attended a 3-day workshop on the GED changes in Louisville, Kentucky.
It was one of the most intense training workshops I've ever been on. It started at 8 and ended at 5. One day we didn't end till almost 8. 3 days of intensive training. You worked while you were at lunch.
Following the national workshop, a training session was held in Little Rock, and Cox says there are plans to organize more around the state this year. While in Louisville, Cox says she learned the new exam is much more intensive in math. It contains more algebraic thinking and now involves Algebra 2 skills. For writing and language arts, which was Cox's specialty at the training, she learned that writing is going to be more comprehensive. For example, the social studies and science sections will have extended response questions. She says students will still have to know the core information they needed to know previously, but teachers will have to add to the writing process and let students tie that into the other subjects. Cox says the changes will be a good thing for students, but it will be more challenging.
I think the GED has usually, from my impression, people thought, oh, I'm just going to quit school and get my GED. And it was thought of to be very easy. And they didn't really think that they were going to have to work. This is going to be challenging. It's not I'm just going to drop out of school in the ninth grade and go get my GED. If they only have ninth grade skills, they're going to have to do a lot of work to bring their skills up to the level to pass the GED tests.
Arkansas GED Administrator Janice Hanlon says with the changes, initially, she expects to see a decrease in the number of individuals taking the new test. She says they saw a decline in people taking the GED when the exam was last changed in 2002.
People, quite frankly, were afraid to come in and take the test because they had heard it was harder and so forth. So we always see that when we change tests, but I think in the long run, we will see a positive impact because I think that the GED test will gain respect in that it is in line with what is being taught in our high schools and what students should learn. It is a document that is definitely that definitely indicates whether a person has that knowledge and skills that they should have obtained when they were in high school. So I think it's going to be, and it will also indicate that the person can use a computer. So I think in the long run, there will be a very positive impact.
For more information about the GED test, visit GEDtestingservice.com. To find out where Arkansans can prepare for and take the GED, you can go to ace.arkansas.gov.